This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that for the convenience of the passengers, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that for the convenience of the passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November 15th.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdul Latif Ludei has jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defence manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited in Barshid yesterday, describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco. Mr. Singh said, India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defence Ministry said, under the contract, Tata Advanced Systems Limited will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army, with initial deliveries scheduled to begin next month. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal has been honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Feature Film Award was given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, actor Shah Rukh Khan was honoured with his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Massey was conferred for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award was given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved the procurement of major pulses and oil seeds in Uttar Pradesh and Gujarat. Chairing a high-level virtual meeting yesterday, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the entire procurement process must be transparent, digital and farmer-centric. The minister sanctioned full procurement of urad and tur from farmers in both states, along with procurement of moong, sesame, groundnut and soybean, with an estimated total value of 13,800 crore rupees. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, the entire procurement process will be carried out digitally through e-Samriddhi and e-Samyukti portals, enabling direct payment into farmers' bank accounts. National Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecasting signed a memorandum of understanding with commercial arm of the Department of Space, New Space India Limited, in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU aims to establish 2 direct broadcast network stations, one in Delhi NCR and the other in Chennai. As part of the Mission MOSIM project, the proposed stations will be capable of receiving direct broadcast data from various existing Indian and international Earth Observing System satellites. China has evacuated over 370,000 people as Super Typhoon Ragasa, the year's most powerful storm, approaches its southern coast. Authorities have ordered school and business closures in at least 10 cities. Ragasa is expected to make landfall in Guangdong province today before moving towards northern Vietnam. In the men's T20 Asia Cup cricket tournament, Pakistan defeated Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in the Super 4 clash held at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi, UAE. Chasing a target of 134 runs set by Sri Lanka, Pakistan made 138 for 5 in 18 overs. The victory reignites Pakistan's aim to qualify for the Asia Cup final. Today, India will clash with Bangladesh at the Dubai Cricket Stadium. The match is set to begin at 8 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.